Manu Patra alerts dated the 18th of December 2018. Supreme Court has observed that an accused in a summary court martial is entitled to have the benefit of legal representation. Delhi High Court has allowed the NGO Rajiv Gandhi Charitable Trust to file its annual returns under the Foreign Contribution Regulation Act, FCRA, 2010 offline, without registration with the NGO. The RPAN portal maintained by NITI Aayog, which mandatorily requires input of Aadhaar details. Delhi High Court has upheld the conviction of three men for attempting to murder three judges by hurling bricks at their official car in 2012. Delhi High Court has dismissed a plea challenging the LIC move to acquire 51% stake in the Industrial Development Bank of India, IDBI. Bombay High Court has refused to stay the Reserve Bank of India's deadline of 31st of December for dilution of promoter stake in Kotak Mahindra Bank. Bombay High Court has asked National High Speed Corporation Limited, NHSRCL, and the Thane City Collector to file an affidavit stating by when they would initiate land acquisition proceedings in Mumbai area for the Mumbai-Ahmedabad Bullet Train Project. Madras High Court has restrained online business in drugs and cosmetics until central rules in this regard are notified. Madras High Court has pulled up Tamil Nadu government for failing to curb illegal mining in the state and observed that mines and minerals are assets of the nation and it is the constitutional mandate of the state to protect such assets. Gujarat High Court, while refusing to ban Kedarnath movie, has observed that tolerance for all religions, patience, harmony and welfare of mankind are the basic tenets of Hinduism. Telangana and Andhra Pradesh High Court has quashed an order of Tirumala Tirupati Devasthanams, TTD, retiring to Sambhavana Akakas and directed it to allow them to discharge their duties as such as long as they are physically fit. Guwahati High Court has yet again rejected the bail plea of Assam Public Service Commission's sacked chairman Rakesh Kumar Paul in a case registered against him at Bhangagarh police station in the city. Orissa High Court has observed that serving judicial officers cannot participate in the selection process of the direct recruitment men for lawyers in the cadre of district judge. Central Information Commission, CIC, has ordered disclosure of information on number of 500 rupees and 2000 rupee notes printed daily from the 9th of November 2016 to the 30th of November 2016, the month when demonetization was effected. Income Tax Appellate Tribunal has ruled that a cessee wife can claim exemption from tax liability under Section 54F of the Income Tax Act and observe that in a male-dominating society, investment made in the name of the husband is also to be considered as investment. National Company Law Appellate Tribunal has deferred to the 20th of December 2018 its hearing in the Infrastructure Leasing and Financial Services, ILNFS, moratorium case.